话题十二，学校生活。话题素材专列。
一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, I heard you took part in the social activities, Kate.
Yes, I spent the whole holiday helping the disabled children.
Question, what do you think of Kate? I heard you took part in the social activities, Kate.
Yes, I spent the whole holiday helping the disabled children.
Question, what do you think of Kate?Number two, Granny, could you tell me something about yourself when you were young?
Well, my family was very poor. I had to work in the fields all day. We didn't have enough food to eat. Life was hard for us at that time.
Question, what was Granny's living condition like? Granny,Could you tell me something about yourself when you were young?
Well, my family was very poor. I had to work in the fields all day. We didn't have enough food to eat. Life was hard for us at that time.
Question, what was Granny's living condition like? Number three.What will you be in the future?
I want to be a reporter.
It's boring and busy. I hope you can be an artist. Your paintings are so beautiful.
But I like writing better.
Question, what might the woman be in the future? What will you be in the future?
I want to be a reporter.
It's boring and busy.I hope you can be an artist. Your paintings are so beautiful.
But I like writing better.
Question, what might the woman be in the future? Number four, how do you like your school life?
It's very busy, you know. We study from the morning to the evening, but it's very interesting, I think.
Question, what does the woman think of her school life? How do you like your school life?
It's very busy, you know. We study from the morning to the evening, but it's very interesting, I think.
Question, what does the woman think of her school life?
Number five.Hi, Tony. What did you do last Saturday?
I had a picnic near the sea with some friends.
Question, where did Tony go last Saturday? Hi, Tony. What did you do last Saturday?
I had a picnic near the sea with some friends.
Question, where did Tony go last Saturday?
Number six. Jane, what subject did you used to hate?
I used to hate physics.
Question, what subject did Jane used to hate? Jane, what subject did you used to hate?
I used to hate physics.
Question, what subject did Jane used to hate?
Number seven, what would you like to be when you grow up?
I enjoy cooking very much.
Question, what does the boy want to be when he's older? What would you like to be when you grow up?
I enjoy cooking very much.
Question, what does the boy want to be when he's older? Number 8. Do you like geography?
No, I like science better. What about you?
I like English very much.
Question. Which subject does the woman like?
Do you like geography?
No, I like science better. What about you?
I like English very much.
Question. Which subject does the woman like? Number 9. Mom, this is my school report.
Oh, let me see. You got good marks for chemistry again, and I see progress in English.
Question. In which subject did the boy make progress? Mom, this is my school report.
Oh, let me see. You got good marks for chemistry again, and I see progress in English.
Question. In which subject did the boy make progress?
Number 10. My English teacher said I did well in reading.
You are lucky. My math teacher told me that I could do better.
Don't worry. Let me help you with your math homework tonight.
Question. What did the boy's math teacher think of him?
My English teacher said I did well in reading.
You are lucky. My math teacher told me that I could do better.
Don't worry. Let me help you with your math homework tonight.
Question. What did the boy's math teacher think of him?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
What are you going to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor in the future because I can help a lot of people get rid of diseases.
Oh, you are so great.
Thank you. What about you?
I hope I can be an English teacher. You know, I like English very much. What are you going to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor in the future because I can help a lot of people get rid of diseases.
Oh, you are so great.
Thank you. What about you?
I hope I can be an English teacher. You know, I like English very much. When I'm older, I'd like to become the youngest doctor in England. What about you?
Well, I'm leaving school as soon as I can, and I'm going to France.
But you can't go to France before you leave school.
No, I want to live there after I leave school, and I want to be a painter.
A painter? That's great. I want to be a doctor because I like hospitals.
You like hospitals? How strange. I just want to paint lots of pictures of Paris when I'm older.
Mike, you're not listening to me. You think it's unimportant what I will become only because I'm a girl.
Well, I don't like hospitals or doctors, so I just don't like to talk about them.
Well, I'm going now, as I'm making you unhappy. When I'm older, I'd like to become the youngest doctor in England. What about you?
Well, I'm leaving school as soon as I can, and I'm going to France.
But you can't go to France before you leave school.
No, I want to live there after I leave school, and I want to be a painter.
A painter? That's great. I want to be a doctor because I like hospitals.
You like hospitals? How strange. I just want to paint lots of pictures of Paris when I'm older.
Mike, you're not listening to me. You think it's unimportant what I will become only because I'm a girl.
Well, I don't like hospitals or doctors, so I just don't like to talk about them.
Well, I'm going now, as I'm making you unhappy.
Two, 听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Xiaoming is a middle school student. He is a good boy, and he studies very hard. But his family is very poor because his mother became ill a few years ago, and his father has no job. He makes money by carrying goods for other people. Life is very hard for them.And sometimes Xiaoming can't afford the school fees. When his teacher found out about this, she called on her students to raise money for him. She asked them to bring their savings to Xiaoming to help him. All the students were kind and friendly. They were very glad to do it. Xiaoming was so thankful that he studied harder than before.
Xiaoming is a middle school student. He is a good boy, and he studies very hard. But his family is very poor, because his mother became ill a few years ago, and his father has no job. He makes money by carrying goods for other people. Life is very hard for them, and sometimes Xiaoming can't afford the school fees.When his teacher found out about this, she called on her students to raise money for him. She asked them to bring their saving to Xiaoming to help him. All the students were kind and friendly. They were very glad to do it. Xiaoming was so thankful that he studied harder than before.
中考链接，
听长对话，选择正确答案，读两遍。
How are you getting on with your studies, Zhang Lan?
Pretty well. We are busy preparing for the senior high school entrance examination. You know my parents want me to enter a better senior high school.
Do you think you can pass the exams?
Yes, I think so.
I'm very glad to hear that. What do you want to do in the future?
I want to be a village teacher.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to study in a teacher's college first, and then work in a village school.
Why do you choose to work in a village school?
I hear many village schools need teachers very much.So I want to go there to be a teacher.
Great. I wish you success.
Thanks a lot.
Questions. Number one. What school is Zhang Lan most probably studying in now?
Number two. What will she do to achieve her dream?
Number three.Why does she choose to work in a village school? How are you getting on with your studies, Zhang Lan?
Pretty well. We are busy preparing for the senior high school entrance examination. You know my parents want me to enter a better senior high school.
Do you think you can pass the exams?
Yes, I think so.
I'm very glad to hear that. What do you want to do in the future?
I want to be a village teacher.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to study in a teacher's college first, and then work in a village school.
Why do you choose to work in a village school?
I hear many village schools need teachers very much, so I want to go there to be a teacher.
Great. I wish you success.
Thanks a lot.
Questions. Number one, what school is Zhang Lan most probably studying in now?
Number two, what will she do to achieve her dream?
Number three, why does she choose to work in a village school?